主内弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace with you, dear brothers and sisters.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，你是我们生命中的王。
Lord, you are the king in our lives.
让我们心里能够尊主为大。
Let's esteem you in the highest place in our hearts.
让我们期望您所期望的。
Let us expect what you expect.
我们这样子祷告，奉主耶稣名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 两约之间。
Between the Old and New Testament.
上帝没有差遣先知向犹太人说话。
God did not send any prophet to speak to the Jews.
那段时期我们通常是叫做沉默时期。
So we call this period of the silence period.
而那段时期犹太人经历政治上面的动荡不安。
The Jews experienced a political turmoil during this period.
差不多在公元前第二世纪中叶。
Around mid to second century BC.
以犹太人为首的马加比王朝。
Maccabean dynasty led by the Jews.
推翻了希腊人的这个犹太人对犹太人的逼迫，跟这个希腊人的对犹太人的政权。
Old priest with his five sons, they managed to overturn or expel the yoke from the Greek Empire.
我们也许都是来自不同的国家。
We came from different countries.
也许我们来到这个自由的国家，我们都会有一个梦想。
We all have different dreams when we come to this country.
如果想到我们自己的祖国的时候，
when we think about our own countries,
也许我们可以发现我们的祖国可能没有给我们带来这么多的自由。
So in comparison, our country did not give us such a degree of freedom as we have in here.
当我们来到这自由国家的时候，我们会有自由呼吸的空气。
When we come to a free country, we breathe inThe air that is called freedom.
所以当我们在一种压迫的情况之下的时候，我们心中会有很多的期望。
So under this kind of suppression or persecution, we often have a lot of expectations.
犹太人在那段期间也是有很多的期望。
So the Jews were the same. They have a lot of expectations.
这是不是一件坏的事情？
Well, having expectation is not a bad thing.
因为你在压力的情况之下的时候，是期望成为你生命中的一个动力。
Because pressure sometimes becomes the driving force in your life.
你的人生都充满许多的期望。
Your lives are full of different kind of expectations.
而这个期望给你动力，使你能够迈向那个期望，迈向那个梦想跟目标前进。
So your expectation becomes the driving force for you.To work harder toward the goal.
但是人生不如意。
But there's often unfortunate things happen.
多少？十常八九。
Yeah, so like a Chinese saying, so nine times out of ten, things turn sour.
尽管如何都好。
Doesn't matter what happened.
我们都希望下一代比这一代好，对不对？
We want our next generation to be better than us.
我们更希望国家将来有个更好的领袖。
We want our country have a greater leadership.
尤其是在政治不安的情况之下，你更希望有一个很强、有力的领袖来带领你的国家。
Especially, you want a strong leader to lead the country when your country is undergoing political unsettled.
这样你将会有更好的生活保障。
So your future can be more secured.
我们都有 expectation.
We all have expectations.
Do you agree?
你同意吗？
你期望你的丈夫会是怎么样子的？
What kind of expectation you have for your husband?
我希望我妻子会是怎样子的？
What about the husband wish of their wives?
在工作上，你期望你的上司会对您怎么样？
What do you expect to be treated by your boss?
你在学校，你更期望你的老师或是你的教授 可能会对你另眼相看。
You also want your teachers or your professor always giving the approving nod.
更重要的是，你今天来的教会，你是不是也带着期望呢？
Most importantly, when you come to church, what do you expect from the church?
你今天来到主耶稣面前，是不是也带着期望？
When you come in front of our Lord Jesus Christ, do you have certain expectations?
当主耶稣无法达成你所期望的时候，你的反应会是如何呢？
What will be your reaction when Jesus did not quite come to your expectations?
今天是棕榈节。
Today is the so-called Palm Sunday.
犹太人普遍上相信一件事实。
The Jews around the world, they believe in one truth.
就是旧约所预言的那位弥赛亚会在这一段时间来到他们中间。
The Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament would come to the world.
因为刚才我所讲那个历史事故就是发生在棕榈节，就是这个马加比王朝推翻希腊政权的时候，就是发生在棕榈节的期间。所以犹太人相信也许旧约所预言那位弥赛亚就会在这段时间来到我们中间。
So the little history I just mentioned, but Maccabi dynasty, it happened during the Palm Sunday. Therefore, during the Palm Sunday period, the Jews believe the Messiah will come.
所以说，在当个时代，犹太人是在罗马的政权的压迫之下。
During Jesus' time, they were under the suppression of the Roman Empire.
所以这个 Palm Sunday 棕榈节是一个非常有政治意味强烈的一个日子。
So Palm Sunday actually is heavily in a political tone.
所以在这段期间的时候呢，罗马的官员呢会在这耶路撒冷城附近呢就会派重兵来看守，以免暴乱会产生。
So Jerusalem in that period, during that period, was heavily guarded, heavily by armed soldiers, in case any revolt should happen.
所以在那段期间的时候呢，刚刚好历史就掌控在上帝的手中。
So God was actually, it was actually in God's hand.
主耶稣就在那一天的时候进到耶路撒冷。
Jesus entered Jerusalem during the Palm Sunday.
所以如果你是当时住在耶路撒冷城的犹太人，
If you were a resident from Jerusalem,
然后主耶稣是这么有智慧，这么有能力，也是有这么有大能，说话有智慧，又能够医治人，又能够使死人复活，这么有能力的人来到中间，你会有什么样子的反应？
And person such as Jesus, who was with words of wisdom, with power seemingly coming from God, and she has practiced and exercised so much powerful miracles, you would believe in a person like that.
所以今天我们就来看这一段经文，就是当时的人对主耶稣来到耶路撒冷城的时候的一个反应。
So let's look at this Bible verses. It tells the reaction from the crowd at that time.
就今天经文是在马太福音的第二十一章一到十一节。
So that's Matthew 21, 1, 2, 3.
我们用我们自己的语言呢，我们来读这段经文。
Okay, we read it in all language together, okay?
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯发奇，在橄榄山那里。耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必看见一匹驴驹拴在哪里，还有驴驹同在一处，你们解开牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说主要用他，那人必立时让你们牵来。这是成就，是要应验先知的话说，要对西安的居民说，看哪、啊、你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，或是骑着驴驹子。门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，带了驴和驴驹来，把这里衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。众人多把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上，前行后学的众人喊着说，何塞纳归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的， 高高在上和撒那。耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，何城都进的，说这是谁？众人说这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。所以全城就百姓就欢呼，欢呼主耶稣来到耶路撒冷城。
The whole town came out to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem.
那棕树枝呢，所代表的意义呢，是一个胜利，还有一个权柄的象征。
Palm branches represent triumphant and also victory.
所以他们就高举棕树枝，或者把棕树枝铺在路上呢，欢迎主耶稣来到耶路撒冷城。也把他尊为是一位王。
So they either wave the palm branches or place the palm branch on the road. It's a show. It's a symbol of a welcome Jesus, entering Jerusalem as the king.
所以写马太福音这本书的作者呢，是一位犹太人，叫做马太。
The author of Gospel Matthew name is Matthew.
所以他要告诉犹太人一件事情。这位主耶稣就是你们所期待那位弥赛亚，他就是王。
So here's he was trying to tell them that Jesus is the Messiah, is the prophet that is the Messiah that has been prophesied in Old Testament.
所以说他就引用了撒加利亚书第九章第九节的一段经文，说：“西安的民呢，你们应当大大的欢喜；耶路撒冷的民呢，你应当欢呼。你的王，看哪、啊，要到这里来。”他是公义的，他要施行拯救，他谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
Therefore he cited Zechariah 9:9 says, Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion, shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.
所以他们不只是用行动，他们甚至用他们的声音来迎接这位王的来到。
They accompany their action with their voices as well to welcome this king.
所以说他们就引用了诗篇的118篇26节里面所说的，来赞美这位王，说何善那，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
So using their voices to praise the king by using Psalm 118:26, it says, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
那今天我们有唱一首歌，叫做 Hosanna。
We just sing the song titled Hosanna.
Hosanna 的意思是什么呢？
What's the meaning of Hosanna? Anybody know? Guess? Educated guess?
救主 Redeemer.
Okay, Redeemer. Okay, 救主。
还有吗？
还有没有？ Anybody else?
猜中的有奖。
Oh, okay.
没有。
What kind of prize?
其实它的意思就是跟救赎主有关系。其实它是一个动词，是拯救，是拯救的意思。
Actually, it means save.
那当然，这个拯救呢，并不是我们今天所唱这首歌的时候的那一种意思，好像拯救我们脱离罪恶啊，或是灵性的拯救。
Actually, it does not depict any spiritual salvation to be saved, in a spiritual sense.
这里的 Hosanna 比较多的意思是比较政治意味的，所谓那种的拯救。
It's more in a like a political arena.
所以当他们欢呼说 Hosanna 的时候呢，是要欢呼这位王要拯救我们脱离罗马的政权，而不是脱离罪恶的捆绑。
So they were shouting the words Hosanna, Hosanna. They actually were shouting, "Save us from the Roman Empire, the rule of the Roman Empire."
你们每次圣诞节的时候呢，我们常常会唱一首歌，就是以马内利，以马内利来临歌。
So we often sing this particular song, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, during the Christmas season.
大家会唱吗？
We know how to sing that one. Emmanuel,
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel. Sing along, come on. Emmanuel.
它里面有一个句子呢，是讲到说，就是说这位以马内利呢，来到来拯救我们，因为我们在等待着他。如果你去看这个歌的里面的内容的话，它里面所强调就是 希望他来到来拯救我们。那里拯救的意思呢，我们今天把它翻译成呢是拯救我脱离罪，但是其实呢那里拯救很强烈的意思是脱离那个政权的捆绑跟逼迫。
So in that song Emmanuel, they keep saying Emmanuel, Emmanuel, you know, that means we want to be saved. But during Jesus' time, it actually means you know, safe from the political persecution.
耶稣的确是王。
Well, indeed, Jesus is the king.
他的确是坐在大卫宝座上的王。
He is sitting upon the throne of David.
当这个众人们欢呼声达到巅峰的时候，全城轰动的时候，
When the whole city was stirred and their shouts reached heaven.
但是百姓没有注意到一件事情。
They seem to neglect to notice one thing.
就是这位王所骑的是一只驴，而不是一只马。
This king who is riding not on a horse, instead he was riding on a donkey.
因为一向来所有的王呢都是骑在马上面的，而不是骑在驴上面的。
Well, you never seen a king riding on a donkey, have you?
如果你
More likely they were riding, they will be riding on a horse, a grand horse.
所以你今天如果看到这个国家的领袖，如果是在迎接很多 在这个迎接这个迎接伟大的人物来到的时候呢，你知道他应该会穿着什么样子的，应该有什么样的仪态，他比较是像是国家领导人。如果是这样子的话呢，比较不大像是国家领导人。
So whenever you see a leader of a great country, when they meet the dignitary from other countries, they will usually dress in their glory, in their splendor, so they can impress other people. But they will not do what Jesus do.
所以他们没有看见他是骑着驴的。
So the people did not notice that, oh, this king was riding on a donkey.
那另外一件事情，当众人问说这位是谁的时候，
Then somebody mentioned, who is this person?
那他们说他是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
Then somebody said, oh, he is a prophet from Nazareth of Galilee.
但是根据约翰福音，加利利是没有出过先知的。
Well, according to John, Nazareth never have any prophet.
再说，拿撒勒是一个很不起眼的小镇。
And Nazareth in that time is not a city of any significance.
所以在这段经文的里面，
So in this Bible verses,
犹太人对耶稣有一方面的认识是对的，但有一方面的认识呢却有很大的差别。
So in some sense they did realize something right, but on the other hand they have something wrong there.
他是一个王，但不是个骑马的王。
He is a king, but he is not the king that riding on a horse.
他是一个先知，但他的身份不只是一个先知，他更是那位王，更是那位弥赛亚，更是来拯救他们脱离罪恶的那个王。
Indeed, he is a prophet, but he's more than a prophet. He's the king who will save them from the sins.
所以这些对主耶稣的期望产生了很大的差距。
So there's a chasm between their understanding and the true Jesus.
所以你不难想象，只有在短短的五天之后，这些众人对主耶稣的呼叫声会从何塞那变成钉他十字架。
So is it surprising that in a short period of 5 days, their shouts turn from Hosanna to crucify him, crucify him?
只有五天的时间，这些人就有产生这么大的转变。
Just in 5 days, those people changed like a 330 degree change of their attitude.
为什么会有这么大的反应呢？
Why such an extreme reaction, such a turnaround?
关键就在于我对主耶稣的期望破灭了。
I think the key is here. Their expansion to Jesus was dashed.
你跟我今天对主耶稣带着什么样的期望？
What kind of expectation you and I have of Jesus?
先不想主耶稣，今天你来到教会，是不是也是带着一些期望呢？
Well, let's put Jesus aside. Let's say what kind of expectation you have for the church when you come here.
有期望不是错的。
Nothing wrong with having expectations.
怕的就是当你用错误的期望，自我中心的期望，自我唯一的期望的时候，也许那是很危险的。
The problem is when your expectation is for the self-centeredness or self-righteousness, then it's a very dangerous road.
因为当你期望破灭的时候，你的反应就非常的危险。
Because when your expectation did not realize, then it's a very dangerous situation.
我们都信主很多年吧。
A lot of us have been a believer for many years.
上帝都知道我们信主的原因是什么。
God knows why we come to Him, why we believe.
上帝也都知道我们来到面前有什么样子的期望。
And God also knows what kind of expectation we have when we come to Him.
你内心你是想什么的？旁边人不晓得，但上帝知道。我相信你都很同意这一点。
I'm sure you fully agree that you know whatever is truly in your mind, the people sitting next to you may not know, but God knows.
想起当初那一刻，你相信主耶稣的那一刻开始，你觉得那个时候是很甜蜜的。
Whenever you remember that moment when you come to Jesus, it was such a sweet memory.
你内心可能会有很多很多的 passion， 很多的期望。
Well, you were full of passion, you were full of expectations.
但是你忽然发现，过了一段时间之后，好像不是那一回事。
But you suddenly come to a realization. Wait a minute, this is something not quite right after a period of time.
那你的反应是怎样子的呢？
So what was your reaction?
那今天是3月29号2015年。
Today is March 29, 2015.
是棕榈节 Palm Sunday.
It's Palm Sunday.
但对我而言，
But to me,
它有另外一个更深层的意义。
It has a much deeper meaning.
当牧师告诉我说是在这一天来分享信息的时候，
When Pastor assigned me to share the message today on this particular day,
我一查日子的时候呢，发现这日子呢，对我来说有很深刻的意义。
I look at the day and find out when this day has a special meaning for me.
跟今天信息呢也有一定的关联。
There's a little bit correlation between my experience and today's message.
十年前的今天。
10 years ago today.
是我第一次放下一切所有的全时间来服侍神的第一天。
10 years today, I lay everything down and make a full commitment to serve Him.
那是我第一天呢，在神学院里面呢，受第一次的装备，那神学的第一个课程。
10 years today, it's my first day that I equipped myself at a seminary school. I participated in my first seminary lesson class.
内心里面有很多的期望。
I was full of expectations.
认为说这位神好伟大。
I praise Him for His greatness.
这位神好爱我。
This God truly loved me.
我要为神好像要做什么大事情。
I wanted to do great things for Him.
好像我有做了多么大的牺牲。
I did make a lot of sacrifice.
好像要为主要赢得百万灵魂的感受。
I want to win the million soul for Him.
好像是要为神做一个很大伟大的事业。
I want to do great things for Him.
因为神是很伟大的。
Your God is great.
这些期望都没有错。
Well, nothing wrong with those expectations.
但岁月就是这样子一点一点的向前进。
But as the time moves on,
才慢慢的发觉到自己，才更多的感受到自己，明白自己 认识自己，更多的被神来敲碎、磨碎跟磨练。很多内心里面的期望在岁月当中一个一个的破灭，一个一个的让我自己更多认识自己里面的动机，更多认识自己里面在神的面前许许多多错误的理念、错误的思想跟错误的信仰。
Okay, you detour now. Never mind.
I can translate for you.
That's okay, that's okay. That's all try. Okay, that's too long. Okay, let me remember. Let me try and think. Okay. So as the years goes by, I come getting to know myself a little bit better, and I was actually broken by God. As I come to understand myself a little bit better. There's a lot of interior motives and wrong expectation that I come to
just like
realization. Yeah, something like that. You go ahead.
就像你自己年轻的时候，你抱着许多的期望，你抱着许多的梦想，甚至你当初可能刚刚来到美国的时候，甚至你刚刚成为美国公民的时候，当你开始在这里定居的时候，你发现你自己要达到很多很多以前所不能达到的时候，你突然发现真正很多的现实老在你面前的时候，发现这些期望一个一个的破灭，事实并不是如此的。
So
I'm very sure that even you are young, you have a lot of expectation in your heart. You want to achieve that. And we all immigrants, when we arrive in the United States, we have American dreams.We want to achieve this one, we want to achieve that one. But when you get the American citizenship, but you come to realize that it is not that case, not that easy. A lot of things is not what we always think of. 所以今天我们来到上帝的面前，同样的。
Okay, so it's the same case when we come to facing God.
你看法利赛人为什么要把主耶稣钉在十字架上？
Now why the Pharisees wanted to crucify Jesus on the cross?
因为主耶稣没有达到他们的期望。
Because Jesus did not meet their expectation.
主耶稣在安息日医治病人。
Jesus heals people on the Sabbath.
耶稣跟罪人一起吃饭。
Jesus have meals with the sinners.
主耶稣斥责法利赛人。
Jesus admonished them.
说什么呢？说这些法利赛人是假冒为善的，说他们是瞎眼领路的，说他们外表很好看，里面却都是污秽的。
Saying they were hypocrites, they are blind leading the blind, they are whitewashed stone, may look good outside, but inside is all dark and dirty.
更重要的就是主耶稣干涉了他们在律法上面的权柄。
I think more importantly, it's because Jesus had interfered with them, in their authority of the law.
所以他们的反应是，主耶稣，你要死。
Therefore, their reaction is Jesus must die.
那大祭司跟祭司呢，也是一样的。
What about the high priest and those religious leaders?
主耶稣所说的话是那样子的震撼性，是那样具有革命性。
Jesus' message was so shocking to them, was so.Out of this world for them.
他说他自己是神的儿子。
He claimed he's the son of God.
他有实行赦罪的权柄。
He has authority for the to forgive sin.
他把自己看成与神同等。
He deemed himself as the same level as God.
耶稣不止没有达到他们所期望的，甚至干涉了他们在信仰上面的权威。
Not only Jesus did not meet their expectation, he also become an obstacle for them in their authority of religious matter.
这么多人去跟从主耶稣，我怎么办？
People are all flocking to Jesus. What are we supposed to do here?
不行，主耶稣要死。
Therefore, no, Jesus must die.
先不说这些有权柄的人。
Okay, let's leave them alone for now.
那百姓呢？
What about the people?
五天就有这么大的转变。
Such an extreme turnaround in just 5 days.
那我老实告诉你们，其实这些百姓的期望是没有错的。
Well, the expectation of the people, nothing wrong with their expectation.
今天我们要我们的主耶稣来拯救我们脱离罗马的政权，有错吗？
Is it wrong to hope for, you know, being saved from the, Roman Empire's yoke?
现实一点，如果今天你所处的国家是在政治不当、政治不安的情况之下，没有宗教自由的情况之下，甚至受到政权逼迫的时候，你一样也会期望主耶稣会快来拯救我们脱离这样子的环境，对吗？
So you will probably wish for the salvation, being saved by Jesus, if you were under a political arena that is, having no freedom, and you've been persecuted.
这是很现实的。
It's a reality.
但问题就在于这些百姓呢，对上帝的期望，对主耶稣期望呢，时间搞错了。
But what's wrong is the timing of the people.
因为主耶稣第一次来呢，是用爱跟牺牲来拯救他们。
But the mission of Jesus' first coming was to, save them to with love and sacrifice.
而主耶稣第二次来的时候呢，才会这样子做。
He would do, the ruling only when on his second coming.
所以时间上面弄错了。
So the timing was off.
你今天对上帝的期望也许是对的，
Well, your expectation of God may be right.
但是时间是错的，
But your timing could be wrong.
也许你需要等候，
Maybe you need to wait.
你需要等候，
You need to wait.
你需要忍耐，
You need to be patient.
有些时候我们把对上帝期望放错时间的时候，我们就会很痛苦。
When we get God's timing wrongIt's a very painful experience.
神有他自己的时间。
God has His own timing.
上帝第一次来的时候，是用爱、用牺牲、用十字架来救赎我们这些罪恶捆绑的人。
The mission of His first coming is to save to, us from sin, to sacrifice for us with His love.
第二次来的时候，根据启示录，他才是真正的坐就马。成为那位真正的君王，来到我们中间，推翻一切所有邪恶的政权，救赎他自己的子民。这是第二次来的时候。
So it was is predicted by in the revolution that only on his second coming that he's come here to rule to overthrow the evil power.
门徒呢？门徒一样的就跑掉了，离开了，离弃主耶稣了。当困难来到的时候，主耶稣被钉十字架的时候。所有的门徒全部都离开了。
So the disciples actually were not that much better. So when the dangers came, they all scattered. They all forsake Jesus.
那你知道为什么他们要一直跟着主耶稣三年半吗？
How do you figure that they following Jesus for 3.5 years? Why?
因为他们其中一个呢，要坐在主耶稣的左边，一个要坐在主耶稣的右边。
Okay, we know the story, you know.John and James, right? One wanna sit next to Jesus' left side, one wanna sit to next to his right side.
如果今天有总统选举的时候呢，你非常做义工、做 volunteer 去为这个总统呢，一直不断去唱，一直不断去为他 campaign。为什么呢？就是因为他当总统之后呢，你可以站上边嘛，坐在他的右边或坐在他左边嘛。
The same, you know, during the presidential election, campaigning, you campaign so hard for that candidate. What for?Because you know, you hope is once he's elected, hey, I'll be sitting next to him, either left or right, doesn't matter. So I'm sitting next to him.
所以讲到这里的时候，今天一个主题就是，你今天到底带着什么样的期望到上帝面前来
？Okay, so let's come to the major thing here. So what kind of expectation you have of God?
也许是错的。
Be careful, it may be wrong.
也许是时间不对。
Or the timing could be off.
也许是动机不对。
Maybe your motive is suspicious.
我不知道。
I don't know.
神知道。
Only God knows.
我今天透过这信息，再次的来提醒我们。
So I want to use this message to remind us one more time.
我们今天对上帝究竟带有怎样的期望
？So what kind of expectation have we have for God?
一不小心的话，五天之后，我们就要把那位主耶稣钉上十字架。
Careful, we might turn against him in just 5 days.
你会发现我们的信仰有时候就是在高高低低、起起伏伏，有时候爱，有时候不爱，有时候恨，有时候埋怨，有时候这样，有时候那样，许许多多时候都是以我们对上帝产生了错误的期望， 上帝也怜悯我们，就在这样子的磨磨蹭蹭当中，我们更认识我们自己，我们更认识上帝，我们就是这样子走过来的。
So our belief sometimes often changes from left to right, right to left. But even in this kind of situation, God still has mercy and passion for us.
那今天我就跟大家讲，从这段经文里面四点，很简单的四点帮助我们，这四点最重要的四点，而且最卑微的四点呢，来鉴察我们。其实我们当我们要期望的时候，最保险的、最好的，就是我们去期望上帝所期望我们的。
So I want to use this today's Bible verses to point out four major point. If we use this Bible verses to guide us, then we can probably expect what God wants us to expect.
神第一个是期望我们的生命能够悔改，回转向他。
So the first of all, God anticipates our life to repent unto Him.
他是赦免我们的，因为我们所做的，我们不知道。
Luke 23:34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
如果主都知道我们。像这些法利赛人，像这些祭司，像这些门徒，或是我们，难道他都不知道我们内心里面存着什么样的心思意念吗？
God knows all, whether it be the Pharisees, the religious leader, the disciples, or us. He knows what's inside of us.
他难道不知道犹大会卖他吗？
Didn't he know that Judah would sell him, betray him?
那难道不知道这一位会卖他的犹大，他还要为他洗脚吗？
Why would he still wash Judas' feet? You know, he already know he would be betrayed by him.
因为他说他来了是要什么？拯救失丧的人。
Because Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
我是招罪人，不是招义人。
I have not come to call the righteous.But sinner to repentance.
我来呢是要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这是上帝所期望的。
This is what God's expectations.
不过我们里面是怎样子的，我们的状况是怎么样子的。
Doesn't matter what's inside. What's our condition?
赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they are doing.
第二个，神所期望的是什么呢？
The second.
期望我们生命能够经历改变。
God anticipates our life to experience transformation.
你要不要 transformation?
Do you want to have the experience of transformation?
有没有？
Anyone? Raise your hand. You want? You want? Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. 那这个呢，如果有机会呢，你需要英国了。那英国呢，这个是威斯敏斯特。这个大教堂。
We all know of this church in the Westminster Abbey where the Princess Diana got married there, right?
如果英国的王呢想要被 crown， 就是要做完的时候，或者他们结婚呢，或者做完，都是在这个大教堂里面举行。
Okay, all the very important events, such as the coronation, the wedding, they all happen inside this church.
那在这个大教堂的下边呢？有一个墓碑。
There's a tombstone underneath this big church building.
那如果你机会的话呢，你就去一个这大教堂下面，那墓碑上面写了这样子一段话。
If you read one of the tombstone was carved with this the following words.
作者是谁？没有不知道。
It was by anonymous, unknown.
它里面是这么写到说。
It says.
在我年轻的时候。我曾经梦想期望要改变这个世界。
Okay, I Google and find it. Okay, so when I was a young man, I wanted to change the world.
但是当我成熟以后，长大之后呢，我发现我不能改变这个世界。
When I found that I could not change the world, or I began, okay. When I get older, I found I could not change the world.
于是我的目光呢，就缩短一些。那我就改变我的国家吧。
So I focus my on trying to change my nation.
然后当我年老的时候呢，我就发现我根本没有能力改变这个国家。
When I'm getting still older, then I find out I c could not change this nation.
那我那时候我的愿望就说，好不好，让我来改变我的家庭。
Then what about change my own family?
我发现这也是不可能的。
And even that is impossible.
当我躺在床上快要死的时候，
When I am dying man and lying in my bed,
我忽然意识到，也许当初我应该是从改变自己开始。
I suddenly realized, oh, maybe I should start from changing myself first.
这样子，也许我能改变我的家庭。
Then maybe that leads to the changes of my family.
然后在我家人的鼓励跟帮助下，我能够为这个国家做点事情。
And with the help and encouragement of my family, I can probably do something for the country.
谁知道呢？可能到那个时候，我似乎可以改变这个世界。
By then, I might even able to change the world.
所以今天对我们每个人来说的话，我们最重要的是学习什么？
So, what do you get from this?
我们要学习如何改变自己。神所期望的就是我们生命来改变。
So we wanted to transform ourselves first. That's what God has expected of us.
人一生有很多很难学习的功课，而其中一个最难学习的功课，你知道是什么吗？
Well, there's many, many difficult lessons to learn, but what is the most difficult one? You know?
就是认识你自己。
It's to know yourself.
你知道我们最强的强项是什么吗？
What's the strongest, the strength of all of us?
就是要别人改变，就是我们人的强项。
As to change the others.
让别人来改变自己呢，是最难的事情。
Oh, when it comes to change yourself by the others, oh, wait a minute, that's very difficult.
所以说难不难？
Is it hard? Difficult?
全世界的人都在看上帝的儿女是怎么样子生活的。
The whole world is witnessing, is focusing on God's children to see how they live their lives.
全世界的人，包括穆斯林，包括信奉伊斯兰教的，都在看上帝的儿女，信奉耶稣的人，是怎么样子活在他生命，是怎么样子活出来信仰，是怎么样子的活在这个地上。
So the whole world is watching, which includes the Muslims. They are watching, what are you Christians? How do you live out your lives? What impact you believe Christ has on you?
神所期望第二个就是我们生命改变。
The second anticipation is for us to transform our lives.
第三，
the third,
你回转的生命，改变的生命，最终呢，就是要服侍其他的人。
The third is God anticipates our life to serve other people.
你无论你今天是在哪一个行业，无论你今天是做牧师的，是做传道的，是做餐饮业的也好，是做这个服务业的好，管理业的好，做医生也好，工程师也好，哪一个行业都好，都是一样的，是都要为神所用，一同的用生命来服侍你周遭的人。
So it doesn't matter what kind of career business you're in, be it a pastor, a doctor, or engineer, a restaurant server, or anything, you are to serve him and the others right where you are.
那前一段时间呢，因为还是因为我自己也要生活嘛。
Well, the last few months, I need to.
其实是过去的一年多了，我自己是要生活了。
Yeah, I need to support myself.
我过去是在教会我牧养教会很多年，但是后来我一些的状况，身体的状况呢，所以说我去年整年休息。休息过程当中的时候呢，当我身体比较好的时候呢，那我就开始呢去找一些工作做。那找工作做的时候呢，在短暂时间里面，那我就在餐馆，就是在这些这个什么美国这个 fast food 快餐餐馆里面工作。然后呢，在里面 interview， 我每次在工作 interview 的时候呢，他们都会问这样子一个问题。
Okay, I have spent quite a few years as a pastor in the past.Then due to some kind of health issue, I took a furlough of like 1 year or so. Then when my health situation is better, I Yeah, I started working at a fast food place. It's very surprising. So every time when I went through the interview, they always ask one question.
他说你工作的时候，你用什么样子的态度，或者是你有什么样子的期望，对你自己，当你面对这个工作的时候。
So when you're facing this world, what kind of attitude or what kind of expectation of yourself?
那接下来呢，这五个字呢，是我在这十五年当中离开家，开始在外面自己工作、自己生活的时候呢，自己体验出来的五个，我相信大家都会有一些体会。
Okay, after having living by myself for quite a few years, I come to this word that consists of five letters.
就每次 interview 的时候呢，我就直接跟他讲说，我是一个基督徒。这五个字呢，是我自己在工作上面，无论是员工也好，是我的五个原则。第一个就是 faith， 一个就是忠心 faithful， 第二个就是 available。第三个是 integrity， 第四个是 teachable， 最后一个就是 humble。 因为我觉得这五个呢是非常重要的。 faithful 你需要忠心，你要 integrity 你要诚实，你要 available， 因为有些时候有什么要求，你们需求，你 always available， 而且呢要 teachable， 你就会自高自大，然后你就会 humble yourself。 那我自己在餐馆里面工作的时候呢，很多的时候呢，我发现很多的 temptation， 很多的可以 unfaithful， 很多时候可以没有那么 integrity。 那就在当中的时候呢，你怎么做，你怎么做，你怎么活，全世界都在看，这就是对神的一个见证，对神的一个一个见证。
So okay, so this five words it's used the first letter of each word that you become like a face. They has become my motto during my the last few years, during my work, during my service in the ministry. F is faithful. So you have to be faithful no matter where you serve. A is available. You have to avail yourself to other people. Integrity, of course, that's very important. Honesty is always best policy. And T, also you gotta be teachable. So you're then that will make you humble. So the last word is humble. Then you become teachable.
第四个。
So the fourth point.
神期望我们永恒中与我们永远同在。
God anticipates to be with us in eternity.
我自己主持过五次葬礼。
I have officiated five funerals.
我没有主持过结婚。但是呢，我就主持过很多次的葬礼。
Never wedding yet, not a wedding yet, but quite a few funerals.
因为教会里面呢，有时候年纪大了。
Because like an older generation has a lot of older seniors.
所以我自己体会到一件事情，就是上帝有一个期望，就是让我们期望不是放在今生，当我们完成我们今生的工作之后。我们有个期望，在永恒当中，永远的与他同在。
So I know God has an anticipation for us is to be with us in His eternity. It's not just in this temporary world.
有一个韩国人呢，他知道他自己要不久离开人世的时候呢，他就对他的牧师说：“当我死的时候，放在棺材里面的时候，你就让我呢，拿就一个叉子。”就那个吃饭那个叉子，然后让我就是握这个叉子呢，躺在棺材里。
So, Korean on his dying breath, he asked the pastor to promise him something. What is the promise? He said, "Promise me that we'll make sure you put a fork in my hands when I'm lying inside the coffin."
其实家里人都不知道为什么他要拿就这个叉子呢，躺在棺材里面。
Nobody knows, including his family member, that why he want a fork in his hand.
然后呢，他们这个最后一面，我们讲 last scene， 就是最后看他最后一次的时候呢，就旋转，就他这个棺材呢，大家心中就一直有一个疑问：为什么这个姐妹呢拿就那个叉子呢
？So. Upon viewing the sister, this question comes to almost everybody's mind. Why the fork?
然后呢，牧师呢就在那一次的这个葬礼的时候呢，就讲了一个信息。
So the man, the pastor made this message in the during the funeral.
他说这个姐妹呢，为什么来要掐指呢？因为她准备呢去到天堂呢，跟主耶稣呢一同呢，那个一同赴那个宴席了。
Okay, so the pastor said, why this sister requests a fork in his hands? Because she wants to be ready to have the banquet, have the meal with Jesus.
起诉那边不是说过吗？主耶稣呢会有一个婚宴的大宴席，而且主耶稣圣餐的时候也说过，我跟你喝的这杯呢不会再喝，一直到上帝的国里面的时候，我要和你一同赴那一个羔羊的宴席。所以这姐妹呢就要告诉所有的弟兄姐妹说，我现在在预备我的心情去到永恒当中与神的永远的同在。
So this is remember what Jesus said, during the eve before his betrayal, he said, we will not drink the wine again until you are with me in heaven. When we come to the banquet, then we will drink again together with the wine. So the sister just fully remembered this, so she's ready.
其实我讲了这个故事的时候，我在一个受浸的典礼上面的时候呢，我就讲了这篇信息，讲了这篇故事。
I mentioned this story during baptism service.
结果呢，后来呢，这些受浸的这些弟兄姐妹呢，每个人照相的时候呢，每个人就拿着一个叉子。
So when we took the picture, when we lined up all the people who had just baptized, everybody is holding a what?
那我不知道这些受浸的人呢，我不知道这些受浸的弟兄姐妹呢，到今天呢。他们还会不会有这个期望？我不知道。
So I don't know if those brothers and sisters still have this kind of anticipation with the whole falling forever ready for the banquet with Jesus.
但是我在这里希望今天是受难周的第一天。
So this is the first day of Palm Sunday.
The first week of the Passion Week.
Yeah.
让我们一同能够安静我们的心，能够思考主耶稣为我们所做的。然后我们能够期望神所期望的，因为主耶稣就来死在十字架上面，就是要拯救我们，改变我们的生命，也希望我们能够去服侍其他人的生命，也更希望就是将来的有一天永恒当中我们能够与他永远的同在。
So let us keep quiet our heart and meditate on what Jesus has done for us and also meditate on what he expects of us. So the four points, let's review that again. Okay. So can we read this together? Can we? In both Chinese and English? Okay. 第一，神期望我们的生命回转向他。Second, God anticipates our life to experience transformation. 第三，神期望我们的生命能服侍他人。Four, God anticipates to be with us in eternity. What a wonderful, wonderful hope that we have.
我们来读最后一段经文。
Okay, let's read the last Bible verse.
在我父的家里有许多住处。若是没
有， so,
我就早已告诉你们。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。无论你今天的情况是如何，无论你今天家人的情况是如何，
doesn't matter what your family's conditions.
无论你现在的心情是如何
or how you feel.
你的现在工作环境是如何？
Your job situation,
或者你内心有什么样的期望如何？
Or what's inside of you?
求神来怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们在他里面有盼望。
Because we have hope in him.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.